God in order to enter into spiritual life, two things are required, as enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Eyupe brahmanna bhumite puno bhagwan ji guru krishna kripa pal bhakti lata ji. The living entities, they are wandering throughout the universe, changing body, transplanting from one body to another, one place to another, one planet to another. But they are rotating within this universe, material universe. Brahmanda bhumite. This science is unknown to the modern education department. How the spirit soul is transmigrating from one body to another, and how he is being transferred from one planet to another. We have got our book, Easy Journey to Other Planets. So, Guru can help you to transmigrate from this planet directly to the spiritual sky, where there are innumerable spiritual planets. They are known as Vaikuntha Loka. And the topmost planet in the spiritual sky, that is called Goloka Vrindavan. That is Krishna's planet. By Krishna consciousness movement, we are trying to give information how one can be transferred directly to the Goloka Vrindavan planet, Krishna Loka. That is our mission. So, what is the difference between this material world and the spiritual world? The difference is that in the material world, you have to change your body, although you are eternal. Nitya sāsata nāhannate hannamāne sarīre. You are not destroyed after the annihilation of this body, material body. But you transmigrate to another body. And that body may be one of the 8,400,000 of forms. There are 8,400,000 of forms. Javajanavalakhani, there are 900,000 forms in the water. 2,000,000 forms of trees and plants. 1,100,000 forms of the insects. And then 1,000,000 forms of the birds. And then 3,000,000 forms of the bees. And then we come to this human form of life. Now, it is our choice whether you are going to be transferred again to the cycle of this transmigration of the soul from the one body to another in the lower species of life, or you want to be transferred to the spiritual sky, and you can transfer yourself to the highest spiritual platform, which is known as Goloka Vrindavan. That is your choice. You have been given the chance of this human form of body to make your choice. you are completely under the control of material nature. But the material nature gives you a chance to take this human form of body, be whatever you like, you can do. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva prakāda imān kitrī janti kitrī prakāda bhūtāni janti bhūte jā madhyā dhinopi janti mām. The third part is that those who are going are trying to be elevated to the higher planetary system, which is called Devaloka, or the planet of the demigods. There the standard of giving duration of life is very, very large. Or if you want to be transferred to the Pitri Loka, or in the lokas of the post Bhutaitya, or if you want to be transferred to the loka where Krishna lives, Madhya Dhinopi Janatima. Now it depends on your practice. But the rotating, wandering within this material world from one body to another or from one planet to another, that is not advice. That is called samsara. Samsara means material existence. That is called bhukta bhukta praliyate. You take your birth once in some form of body, you live for some time, then you have to give up this body, then you have to accept another body, then again live for some time, then give up that body, again accept another body. In this way it is. That is called samsara. Rotating within this material world. That is compared with Dabana. Dabana means forest fire. Forest fire, you have not experienced, you have seen myself. In the forest, nobody goes to set fire. But it takes place. Everyone knows. Similarly, within this material world, nobody wants to be unhappy. Everyone is trying to be very happy. But he is forced to accept unhappiness. This is the point. That's what is called Dhavala. Dhavala means nobody willingly sets fire. But there is fire in the forest. Similarly, in this material world, everyone is trying, from time immemorial, even at the present moment. There is some occasional war, a world war, and they manufacture some means. In our days, when we are young men, there was a League of Nations. Perhaps some of you may know. When the 1919, when the First World War was finished, these nations, they form the League of Nations. League of Nations means just to arrange for peaceful living between the nations. So, there was forest fire again. Nobody wanted war, but there was second war again. And again they are trying to the League of, what is that, United Nations. But the war is going on. The Vietnam war is going on, the Pakistan war is going on, and many others are going on. So, you may try your best to live very peacefully, but nature will not allow. There must be war. It is not possible. In the history, especially in European history, there were so many wars. Carthaginian war, Greece war, Roman war. 7 years war between France and England, and 100 years war, so far you have read in the history. And the war feeling is good. Not only between nation and nation, between man to man, neighbor to neighbor, even between husband and wife, father and son, this war is good. This is called Dhavala, forest fire. forest fire means, in the forest, nobody goes to set fire, but automatically, by the clutch, friction of the dried bamboo, there is electricity and it catches fire. Similarly, although we do not want unhappiness, we see by what dealing, we create enemies and friends, and there is fight, there is war. This is conflict. This is called samsara dava. So, guru means, spiritual master means, who can deliver one from the forest fire. Just like when there is forest fire, the animals are very much disturbed. And they die mostly, the snakes, they die immediately. So, this forest fire, samsara dhamanala, is going on perpetually. And the person, or the authorized person, who can deliver you from this forest fire of material existence, he is called guru, or the spiritual one. Samsara dava nala linga loka pranaya karana ghanadhanata. How he delivers? What does it mean? The same example, when there is fire in the forest, you cannot send fire brigade, or you cannot go there with bucket full of water to extinguish the fire. That is not possible. Then how it is extinguished? Fire means it requires water to be extinguished. But where the water is coming from? From your bucket or from your fire brigade? No. It must come from the star. It must come from the sky. When there will be torrents of rain from the sky, the forest fire, blazing forest fire will be extinguished. So, this rain from the sky, it does not depend on your scientific propaganda or manipulation. It depends on the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So, the spiritual master is compared with the cloud. Just like from the cloud there is torrent of rain. Similarly, a spiritual master is considered as the cloud. Samsara dava nala linga loka. That a cloud takes the water from the sea. Cloud hasn't got its own water. Cloud takes water from the sea. Similarly, spiritual master brings mercy from the Supreme Personality of God. Just see the comparison. He has no own mercy, but he carries the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God. That is the qualification of spiritual master. A spiritual master will never say that I am God, I can give you mercy. No. That is not spiritual. That is a bogus, pretense. A spiritual master will say, I am servant of God. I have brought His mercy. Please take it and be satisfied. This is spiritual master's business. Just like a post peon. A post peon, when he delivers you some large amount of money, it is not his own money. The money is sent by somebody else, but he honestly delivers it. Sir, here is your money, take it. So you become very much satisfied with the peon. Although it is not his money, but when in case of need, you get the money sent by your father or somebody else, brought by the peon, you get very much satisfied. Similarly, we are all suffering in this blazing fire of material existence. The spiritual master brings the message from the Supreme Lord and delivers you. And if you kindly accept, then you will be satisfied. This is the business of the spiritual master. Samsara dava nala divila loka pranaya karana ghanadhanattam prapasya kalyana gunarnavas bandhi yudasri kadunarana. So, spiritual master is offered of incense. Sir, you have brought me mercy from the Supreme Lord. Therefore, we are much obliged to you. To deliver us, you have come. We offer our respectful obeisance. This is the meaning of this verse. Bandhi Yura Sri Chalmavani. That means, the first qualification of the spiritual master or guru is to deliver you some message by which immediately your breathing fire in the heart will be stopped. This is the test. Everyone has breathing fire in the heart. That is the proof of material existence. Nobody is without anxiety. That breathing fire means anxiety. All everyone has got anxiety. In the small bird, he has got anxiety. And you give the small bird some grains to eat. He'll eat it, but he's not very peacefully eating. You see, this that way, if somebody is coming to kill me, yes. This is material age. Everyone, even President Nixon, he is also full of anger. What is he about? Even Gandhi in our country was full of anger. All politicians, they're full of anger, although they hold very exalted force. It's still the material disease, anxiety. So if you want to be anxiety-less and without any anxiety, then you must take shelter of the guru, of the spiritual master. And the test is that by the instruction of guru, by following the instruction of guru, you will be anxiety-less. This is it. Saṁsāra dāvā galadīru lūpa trānāyokārinya dhanādhanatyam prāptasya-paryāna-gunāna-vasya vandhi-gurastri-tadamā. Don't make a cheap guru or a pattern. Just like you keep sometimes a dog as a pattern. Similarly, if you want to keep a dog or if you want to keep a guru as a pattern, I am not a guru. That is not right. You must accept a guru who can extinguish the blazing fire of anxiety within your heart. That is the first test. And the second test is, Mahaprabhu ki tananitta gita bhavishta mahajan manasurati. Guru, the second system is, symptom is, that Guru is always engaged in chanting. Mahaprabhu, glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is it. Mahaprabhu ki tananitta gita. He's dancing. By chanting the holy name of the Lord. Because this is the remedy for all calamities within the spiritual world at the present moment. At the present moment, nobody can meditate. The so-called meditation is samba. It is very difficult to meditate in this disturbing age of Kali. Therefore, Shastra says, Kriti Gabhyato Vishnu. Meditation means dhyana. So Kriti in the Sattva-yu, when people used to live for 100,000 of years, the Valmiki Muni, he got perfection by meditation after meditating for 60,000 of years. So there is no guarantee whether we are going to live for 60 years or 60 hours. This meditation is not possible in this age. That was possible in the Satyayu. Then the next part is performing rituals as they are enjoying the daily shastra. Kīteva dhyātu viṣṇu tetāna jagato makhai. Jagato makhai. Makhai means performing big, big sacrifice. It requires huge lots of money. In this age, people are very poor. They cannot work. Dāpare parikarjāna. And in the Dāpare book, it was possible to worship the deity in the temple. But nowadays, in this Kali Yuga, that is also very impossible task. Therefore, the general recommendation is, follow the Hari Kirtana in this age of Kali. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, he can get all purpose. All purpose. That is the our this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is meant for that purpose. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this picture is here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, Sarabhu. So, he inaugurated this movement 500 years ago, chanting and dance. So, this is going on for the last 500 years. In India it is very popular. But, in the Western countries, we have just introduced, 5 or 6 years ago, and people are getting to it, and they are feeling happy. So, this is the only process. Therefore, the Guru is always engaged in chant. Mahaprabhu means he is tananitya vita, chanting and that. Unless he performs himself, how he can keep his disciple? So, his second symptom, first symptom is that he will give you such instruction that immediately you will feel relief from all anxiety. And the second symptom is that he is personally engaged also, always in chanting and dancing the holy name of Allah. Mahaprabhu ki tananista gita bhavitramasam manusarathena. And enjoy the transcendental grace within the mind by chanting and dance. Unless you become blissful, very happy, you cannot dance. It is an artificial, you cannot dance. These dances are not artificial. They feel some transcendental grief. Therefore they dance. It is not they are dancing dog. No. They dance from the spiritual platform. Bhavitramasan manasurasena romantakam pastu saranga bhaja. And there are sometimes transformation of the body with spiritual symptoms, sometimes crying, sometimes there is swelling on the end of the hair. There are so many symptoms. These are later, they are not to be imitated. But I want spiritually enhanced. These symptoms are disease. This is the second symptom of Guru. And the third is Sivigrahara Dhanavitanana Singaratanaman Viramajanado Yuktasya Bhaktans Nijanjatupi Bandi Guru Sri Chatanar. The spiritual master duty is to engage the disciples in deity work, Sivigraha. Sivigraha. In our centers, all centers, they have got about more than 100 centers all over the world. We have got the method of deity work. Here we are not established, but we work in the picture of Lord Chaitanya and Guru. But in other centers, in London we have got 2 centers, 2 temples. In America we have got about 40 centers. In this way, in each and every center, there is deity worship, Sivigrahara Dhanamitsanana. To worship the deities, to dress the deity very nicely, to cleanse the temple very nicely, to offer nice foodstuff to the deity and accept the remnants of the foodstuff as our eating. In this way, there is method of deity worship. The deity worship is done by Guru himself and he engages the disciples also in that business. This is the third system. Sri Vigraharadhana Nistanana Sringaratanaman Viramajanadu Yuktasya Bhaktansha. Nijanjatopi. Not that he is not engaged. He is also engaged. His disciples are engaged. He's always saying, do like that, do like that, do like that. Or sometimes if you cannot, his Guru shows how to do it. That is the business of Guru. Then fourth thing coming, Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasad, Sadmana Trishana Haribhakta Sangha, Trishaiva Trishin Bhajato Sadaiva, Bandi Guru Sri Charanaram. This fourth thing coming is that a guru, the spiritual master, encourages prasad distribution, remnants of food stuff distributed to the public. Ours is not dry food. Simply we throw and go. No. We distribute prasad, very sumptuous prasad. In every temple, anyone who comes, we can offer prasad. In each and every temple, we have got already from 50 to 200 devotees, and outside that house, they come and they take prasad. This introduction is also another thing about guru. Prasad distribution. Chaturvidha, not ordinary. Chaturvidha means four kinds of eating. Chobba tarsa lajjapaya. Something is chewed, something is swallowed up, something is licked up. In this way, there are different kinds of palatability. Chaturvidha Sri, Chaturvidha means four kinds of, different types of, varieties of prasad. Chaturvidha Sri, Sri Bhagavat Prasad. Sri means opulent. If you eat Bhagavat Prasad, then gradually you become spiritualized. It has got the potential. If you eat the prasad, therefore it is said that realization of God can be done by this time. Sevanamukhihi jivhago. If you engage your tongue in the service of the Lord, then you realize, God realizes. So what is the tongue engagement? The tongue engagement is, you chant the holy name of the Lord and you take the prasad, remnants of food start giving to the Lord. Then you become self-realized, God realized. By these two methods, you don't require to be very highly educated philosopher, scientist, and rich man and to realize God. If you sincerely engage your tongue only in the service of the law, you realize. It is so simple. It is not very difficult. Therefore, this prasadam program is there, introduced by the Guru, spiritual master. Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasada Sarvarna Krityana Harivakta Sangha. Harivakta Sangha means association of the devotees. These things are done. Outside we cannot do it. But if there are some devotees, we can order, please do it, distribute like this, do like this. Therefore, Harivakta Sangha. Krishnaiva Krishnaiva Bhajato Sadai. And when he is fully satisfied that the prasad distribution is going on, he is very much pleased and engages himself in the devotional service of the Lord by chanting and that. This is the fourth symptom. And fifth symptom is Sridharita Madhavaya Rupara Madhurya Lila Gunarupanama Pratikshana Sadhita Lambda Chitta. What is that? Bandi Gurasi Karanarita. The spiritual master is always thinking of the pastimes of Krishna. Sridharita Madhavaya Rupa. With Srimati Radharani, his consort, and the gopi, that is always his thinking. Sometimes he is thinking about his pastimes with the cowherd boy. That means he is engaged always thinking of Krishna, engaged in some kind of pastime. Sridharita Madhavaya Rupara Madhurya Lila Gunarupa Namna Pratikshana Ashad Dhanarulupasya Pratikshana. 24 hours he is thinking. That is Krishna consciousness. One must be engaged 24 hours in thinking of Krishna. You have to make your such program. Just like we have at least made such program. All these boys and girls, those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness, They are engaged 24 hours, not officially. Once in a week, they meditate or go to some temple. No, not that. 24 hours. 24 hours, they have got engagement, 24 hours. Ask anyone your house, they are engaged, you can ask. The next income is, what is that? Nikunja Dunar Dikeri Si Ghai Jaja Liki Affection Nila. So, the ultimate goal of the spiritual master is that he wants to be transferred to the planet of Krishna, where he wants to associate with the gopis to help them to serve Krishna. Some of them have, some of the devotees, spiritual masters, they are thinking of becoming assistants to the gopis. Some of them are thinking to be assistants to the power god. Some of them are thinking to be assistants to Maharaj, Yashoda and Nanda. And some of them are thinking to the servants of God. Or some of them are thinking how to become a flower tree, a fruit tree, or a calf or cow in Vrinda. There are five kinds of melody. Santa, Daksa, Sokha, Vatsala, and Madhu. Everything is there spiritual. That I shall describe next in Dharma, Prakara Sadhguru. So in the spiritual style, the land is spiritual, the tree is spiritual, the fruit is spiritual, the flower is spiritual, the water is spiritual, the servant is spiritual, the friend is spiritual, the mother is spiritual, the father is spiritual, the Lord is spiritual, and his associates are spiritual. Everything, just go on. Everything else, although there are varieties, these varieties, the spiritual varieties, are simply reflected in this material world. Just like there is a tree on the bank of the river that is reflected in the water. But reflected how? The top has gone down. The topmost thing has gone down. So this material world is the reflection of the spiritual world. But Paramhata is reflected. In the spiritual world, there is love between Radha and Krishna. Krishna is always young. Navajovanam. And Radharani is also always young. Play that potential of Krishna. We want it. Sri Radhika Madhavayorupa. Madhava. Jai Jai Radha Madhava. We want it not Krishna alone. With his eternal consort, Srimati Radha. So, there is eternal love between Radharani and Krishna. Therefore, in the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, Janmadasajataha. This absolute truth means where from everything comes in manifest. Just like here, we find love between mother and son, love between wife and husband, love between master and servant, love between friends and friends, love between the master and the dog, or the cat, or the cow. Same thing. These are only reflection of the spiritual. The same thing is there. Krishna is also good lover of the animals, cats and cows. As we love here, dogs and cats, Krishna loves there, cows and cows. We have seen the picture of him. So, the propensity to love even an animal is there. Otherwise, how it can be reflected? This is simply a shadow reflection. If in the reality there is nothing like that, then how it can be reflected here? So everything is there. That melody, to understand, you have to practice. Here we have got practice. Here we love. A man loves a woman, a woman loves a man. But there is practice. After some time,
They are separated at that God. Because it is perverted reflection. There is no real love in this material. It is simply lust. Real love is in the spiritual world between Radha and Krishna. Real love is between Krishna and the gopi. Real love, the fencing is there between Krishna and his coward boss. Real love between animal and man is there. Krishna is loving the cows and calves. Real love between trees, flowers, water. Simply that is the platform of love. That is Krishna. Everything is love. So, we are simply satisfied within this material world. By this shadow, reflection of such thing as in the spiritual world. Therefore, we have got this opportunity of human life. Let us understand Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Let us understand Krishna. And if you simply understand Krishna, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, janma karma nadibbam jyajana api tattva. Tattva is true, not superficial. Learn the science of Krishna. Janma karma nadibbam jyajana api tattva. Takta jihana punar janma nariti mamiti kaunti. This is the instruction. If you simply try to learn, the process is that you worship the deity, you take the prasadam, you chant the holy name, you follow the instruction of the spiritual master. In this way, you will be trained up how to understand Krishna. And then your life is set. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.